Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
A new moon, Nidra Cauldron in Gemini, and we're meeting on the dark moon, so this is like a really gentle and nourishing time to meet together, to allow everything to soften and relax. It's like you're letting go of everything that's happened in the last lunar month, and perhaps if you're following Maramataka, perhaps the whole year that we have experienced. And so that might be a lot, that might be a lot to be releasing. And just knowing that as you're settling in here, that you might want to wriggle and scribble around now, or indeed at any time during this practice of Yoga Nidra, and just know that the sound of you moving and making yourself comfortable will be a joy to everybody, a joy to everyone here in the room, a joy to everyone in the land of Zoom, and indeed anyone on the recording, because this is the sound of a person being comfortable in their body. And that's what we're all wishing for tonight. We're all wishing for everyone on this planet to have ease and comfort to be themselves in their own body. So just noticing in this position that you've chosen, are you really comfortable? Is there something that could make you even more comfortable? And one thing I am noticing is I would really like to put another blanket on Jim's feet, because they just don't look quite normal. I'm just going to do that right now. That makes me feel so
good. Welcoming
any extra blankets, any extra little bits and pieces that you might need. And knowing that this is tending ourselves, this is giving us an opportunity to be cozy and snuggly and safe and finding comfort. And just noticing how that feels, to give yourself permission to do that, to give yourself permission to follow and respond to what your body is asking for. So if there is one thing that you could do that's even just going to make things feel 0.001% better, then do that little thing now. And it might be just slightly moving your head, or moving your fingers or your toes, or rearranging your limbs. And welcoming all the sensations that we notice in our bodies when we settle into a place for rest. So you might be noticing the heaviness of your body. Maybe you can feel the heaviness of your skull. Maybe you can feel the heaviness of all your limbs, the weight of your arms, and the places where your arms are meeting the earth beneath. So maybe you can feel the weight of where your elbows are meeting the earth, where your wrists are meeting either the earth or perhaps your body, where your hands have chosen to rest. And feeling all your fingers and your toes all starting to switch off. Softening the thumbs, first fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers and little fingers. So the hands, the arms feel nice and steady. Maybe you notice the same sense of finding this place of comfort here on the earth down through your spine. So you might be lying on your back, you might be lying on your side, you might even be lying on your tummy. But just noticing the weight of your spine, whether that's through the back of your body, the side of your body, or the front of your body. Noticing how the earth is here holding you through your upper back, the middle part of your back, all the way down through the small of your back, your buttocks, your hips, this heaviest part of your body, And then slowly easing down through your legs, through your thighs, all the muscles that surround and support your knees. All the way down through your shins and your calves, through your ankles, and down into the place where you feel that your heels are meeting the earth. And perhaps now feeling those toes which have been wriggling around trying to find the comfortable place, now they can settle. Maybe you can feel your big toe switching off, your second toe switching off, third and fourth and little toes all switching off. So as we feel our bodies settling, maybe there is a sense now of coming home to ourselves. We've been doing lots of thinking and experiencing what it's like to ask for what we want. And now we can just be in our body and we can be listening to what our body needs right now. And just like we can hear the train approaching, and maybe we can even feel it through the earth beneath. Maybe you can hear the little bells ringing. Maybe you can feel the rumbling through the foundations of this building. Knowing that each and every person on that train is experiencing that sensation of coming home to yourself. They're all on their way, but you're coming back home to your body. And perhaps we're feeling, as we come home to our bodies, all the little things that our bodies do when they're starting to go into rest and digest mode. So maybe we can hear our tummies growling. Maybe you can hear my tummy growling. I had dinner just before. This is all growling and growling. Maybe you can feel your mouth starting to salivate a little. Our mouth releases a lot of saliva when we're just starting to teeter on the edge of sleep. Noticing all these sensations. And perhaps you can just feel the gentle flow of your breath, a soft and effortless breath. Feeling the ease of a soft and effortless breath. And maybe you can just feel that breath flowing in and out through your nostrils. Maybe you can feel your body rising and falling, expanding and releasing. And just feeling that acceptance and freedom of your breath. Our breath coming and going, it's like giving and receiving. With comfort and ease, receiving the breath and giving the breath. And maybe you just wish to stay here this evening, just feeling that sense of being at home in your body, feeling that comfort and coziness of being in your body, feeling the joy and delight of simply being in your body. And you may wish to just stay here with your attention, watching your breath coming and going. Or you may wish to let your attention move into your heart space. And just listen here for a moment. Being open to new experiences here in your heart space. Having an open-hearted presence to whatever your feeling is arising here now. And it's here in our heart space that we're going to be forming maybe the picture or maybe the feeling or the sensation of the seeds that we wish to sow. So maybe here as you rest in your heart space, maybe you can see the little symbol that you drew on your seed. Seeing it in your mind's eye, but feeling it in your heart space. this place of acceptance, of open-hearted presence, this place of joy and delight. This place of joy and abundance, that there is enough for all, enough love, enough, in fact, more than enough. Feeling deep, unconditional love here in your heart space as you see the symbol on your seed. And again, you may wish to simply stay here, almost like you're steeping yourself and seeing your seed and feeling your seed here in your heart space. Or you may wish to move and roam and have an adventure all around the landscape of your body, perhaps sowing the seeds all around your body. Just like when we broadcast seeds, we want something to germinate. So we might sow a lot of seeds. And maybe not everything will germinate, but something most certainly will germinate somewhere. So perhaps taking your awareness all the way up to the very crown of your head. And just noticing what you're feeling here at the very crown of your head. Maybe welcoming all the perfect conditions for the germination of your seeds. Maybe the right amount of warmth or the right amount of coolness to stratify the seeds. Maybe the perfect amount of rain or dryness that is needed. The perfect amount of light or darkness that is needed to germinate your seeds. And perhaps here at the crown of the head, it's almost like we can become the observer of our body. We're not just in our body, in this landscape of our body, but we're looking down across the vast landscape of our body and noticing all the places we would like to sow the seeds. And maybe right here at the very, very crown of our head, we might like to sow the seed of I am magic. Almost like you're instilling magic to fill the whole landscape. Asking for magic first allows magic to happen everywhere. And perhaps sowing another little seed here at the space in between your eyebrows, seat of your inner vision. And perhaps here awakening a newfound trust in yourself and others. Trust and willingness. Perhaps confidence and strength here at the space between your eyebrows. Being open to new experiences. And then letting your inner awareness travel all the way down to the little dip in between your collarbones there at the base of your throat. And perhaps sowing a seed here of unencumbered putting yourself first. Feeling the sense of being truly responsible for and caring for yourself before all others. Making yourself your number one priority. And having the voice to speak that and let others know. And then opening up a little furrow down through your right shoulder and all the way down through your elbow and your wrist. And in this little furrow, sowing seeds all the way down your arm. Seeds of freedom. Seeds of trust. Seeds of self-praise and self-nourishment. And right there on the very tips of your fingers, seeds of joy and delight, playfulness, and finding work that is nature immersed so that your hands may be busy there out in nature. And then gently patting in those seeds, the tips of the fingers and your wrist and your elbow and your right shoulder. and coming back to the little dip in between your collarbones. And looking down along that right arm, seeing all the seeds freshly sown, waiting, waiting for the perfect moment to germinate. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm, from your left shoulder, down through your elbow and your wrist, and sowing seeds here. Seeds of enough wild friends to play with. Seeds of feeling gorgeous in your body and joy in both its wonders and weaknesses. And then sowing five little seeds on the tips of your thumb and your fingers. Seeds of joy and abundance. Seeds of trust in yourself and others. Seeds of confidence and strength, trust and willingness, and deep thankfulness. And patting these seeds in, feeling all these seeds settling in into your wrist, into your elbow, and your shoulder, and coming back to that little dip there in between your collarbones. And as you survey the landscape of your body here, seeing both your arms filled with ripe potential and opportunities. And then letting your awareness slowly move down into your heart space and sowing seeds here. Sowing seeds of open-hearted presence, of freedom. Seeds of deep thankfulness. Seeds of excitement and sparkles. And seeds here of no longer playing small, of being confident and strong. Deep, unconditional love. And perhaps you can feel this unconditional love radiating out through your heart center. So it's imbuing everything else around it. Unconditional love on the right side of your chest. Unconditional love on the left side of your chest. Unconditional love moving further and further out from your body like ripples across a pond. And then feeling your awareness coming down into your belly. And here in your belly, sowing seeds of strong determination here. This is your feral bitch seed. This is your tinder dry feminist rage energy seed. This is the seed to be open to endings and new beginnings. Adding those seeds in, feeling that confidence, that strength. And then a seed down in your pelvis. And perhaps here connecting with your creative inner child, letting there be joy and delight, playfulness, and being open to new experiences here. Perhaps finding wild friends to play with, and feeling gorgeous in your body, and joy in both its wonders and weaknesses. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, through your right hip, your knee and your ankle. And sowing seeds here of confidence and strength, trust and willingness, deep thankfulness all the way down the right leg. And at the very tips of your toes, five little seeds. Five little seeds that don't play small. Seeds of excitement, of sparkles, of freedom, of ease. And patting all those little seeds in, all those little seeds in, seeing them settling in. Seeds in your ankle, your knee and your hip, and all the way back to the seeds in your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left leg, through your left hip, your knee and your ankle. And sowing seeds here of joy and delight, playfulness, of self-praise and self-nourishment, and trust, deep, deep trust. And then five little seeds in the very tips of your toes, being open to new experiences, work that is nature immersed. Connecting with your inner child here at the very, very tips of your toes. Wherever you make a step, your inner child is with you. And patting all those seeds in, the seeds at your ankle, seeds at your knee and your hip, patting them all in. Patting in the seeds at your pelvis and your belly. Patting in the seeds at your heart space. Those at the base of your throat. The seeds in between your eyebrows. And all the way back up, letting your awareness come back to the very crown of your head. And it's like you're here, casting your mind's eye over the landscape of your body, over this magical garden we have sown all the seeds of potential. And just noticing how it feels here to survey your handiwork. All the seeds settled in and waiting for just the right amount of light or darkness, warmth or coolness, the right amount of rain or dryness, so they will germinate when they're ready. And noticing how it feels through the back of your body, where the landscape of your body meets the landscape of the earth beneath. Feeling your body here held and supported. It's almost as if your body has become a part of the earth beneath you. You can feel the back of your body here held and supported. Waiting and waiting for the right time. And on the front of your body, maybe you can feel all the spaciousness, the openness, the potential of the seeds and all the places that they have been sown. The back of the body, patient and waiting. And the front of the body, alive and alert and perhaps raring to go. Wanting for all the magic to start, the excitement and the sparkles. And perhaps you can see now those seeds, the potential of the seed. Maybe you can see the seeds germinating. Maybe you can see the little leaves popping out, the little stems growing. Maybe you can see the plant growing taller and taller, stronger and stronger. Maybe you can see it bearing flowers and fruit. Maybe you see it setting seed and casting that to the winds. Or maybe you harvest the fruit. But seeing the potential of the seed and then seeing the full embodied experience of the seed at its most potential form. All the possibility contained within that seed, what it might become. And how does that feel? To be holding that seed in your mind's eye. And seeing and feeling and experiencing what it could become in its most full expression. And then letting that go. And just letting your awareness come back to your heart space. And here in your heart space, seeing that seed, the little symbol on your seed, or feeling that seed. And knowing that that seed is here embedded in your mind's eye, embedded here in your heart space, embedded here in your body. All the potential of that seed is here within you now. And as you feel the seed here in your heart space, welcoming whatever you're noticing, whatever sensations there might be arising in your body, whatever thoughts might be arising, whatever feelings or emotions might be arising. Everything is welcome here in your heart space. And then allowing yourself to slowly start to welcome perhaps things beyond this magical garden of your body. Maybe you could hear sounds in the room or sounds beyond this room. Maybe you can hear the sounds of others breathing or yourself breathing.
You can hear me yawning.
You can move your fingers and toes or perhaps have a deeper breath yourself. And just starting to welcome those sounds that we can hear of stirring in the room. And maybe just noticing as you take a deeper breath what you can smell. Maybe you can smell the tea, or maybe you can smell the sheepy blankets. And maybe moving your tongue in your mouth and noticing, can I taste the tea on the tip of my tongue? And maybe just starting to move your fingers and your toes a little. So you can hear some rustling, you can feel different sensations against your fingers. And then welcome the sound of the little chimes. Little chimes welcoming you back from wherever you've been resting, and whether you ended up in your deep sleep, whether you were wide awake the whole time, or whether you're drifting in the room. Knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is coming to an end. Thank you for listening, and you might just like to take a little bit of time to adjust to coming back. You might like to slowly cover your face with your blanket a little bit, so there's a bit of adjustment between removing your eye pillow. You might like to slowly stretch your body. Maybe having a little wriggle. Just knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete, and thank you for listening.